We are continuing our shiurim on Otzos Chaim. We are we're still doing Perek Aleph, the Sha'onon, Daf Nun Vav on the base, Amud Aleph in the old edition. In Matuk Midrash Chelek base is Tav Resh Yud base. Let's just summarize what we speak about here in Sha'onon. We spoke about in Sha'onon there is a halacha that if you charge more than a sixth over what you're selling, selling a particular product, you're selling over a sixth, that's Yesem Eshtus, it's called, that you're Mevatel the Mekach, and obviously the Onah comes back. If you sell a Mekach, and it's a Shove B'Shove, Shtus Mamish, only a sixth, just above, Markaway, then it's the Mekach is Kayim, and the Onah is Choyze. You return the extra sixth, the Mekach is Kayim, and if you're selling the product less than a sixth, and it can go vice versa, whether it's the mocha, the mocha is ma'ane, the lokeach is ma'ane, the lokeach, mocha, and it's less than a sixth, then the mekach is mekayim, and there's no, we're mochal on there, no. That's api pshat. So he was mazbir, the arizal was mazbir to a house that fit into soid. So the soid was, is that we find a sphere called, which is called tiferes. Now in tiferes, we split that into three parts. The Perek Elyon, and then we have the two Pakim HaTachtonim. Now, why are we singling out Tiferes over all the other spheres? We have Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach. We have all the other spheres, Netzach, Yisod. Why are we picking on Tiferes to have the Sugya of Onoh, where the Metzias of the Issur Chazal of Onoh apply to, is because when the Yisod of Ima comes down, and comes down into Zah, the Yisod Ima comes down to Yisod Zah, it's going right onto his Tiferes, but not, it doesn't cover over his entire Tiferes, only one third, the top third, it's called the Perek Elyon of Tiferes of Zah. The other two Prokim of the Tiferes of Zah are Megule. So therefore we're going to have a discrepancy between the Perek Elyon and the Perek Tachton. It's two different Metzias. We have a Mokam Kisui, Mokam Mechuse, that's a perikelion, and a Mokam Mogule. Now, it's Mashma from what he's telling us over here, that makes all the difference. We don't say it's one chelik, one sphere called Tiferes, but rather we have a chaluka, different intensities of all comes out of it from it. We'll see the chasodim that come out from this chelik of Tiferes is now going to be mechul between the mokum mechutzi and mokum megule, and that makes all the difference between or no. Meaning like this, if I know that the yesod of ima comes down and gives over to Zah his chasadim. Now, every chesed, we'll see there's five chasadim coming into the which are in the yesod of ima, which comes down, and are mispashed into the five spheres of Zah. Now, that chesed, which is applicable, which is called chesed tiferes, which is applicable to the sphere of tiferes, was going to be split into three parts. we had seen last time we learned together, that there is not only a halacha by ono, but there's also a halacha called bitul mekach. And in Bitul Mekach, you have three different ofanim of Bitul Mekach. You have a Mishkal, case of Mishkal. You have a case of Minyan. And you have a case of Midah. Those are the three ofanim of Bitul Mekach. Now, what I mean to Bitul Mekach, the difference with the Bitul Mekach and Shtus is that Shtus, to make a Bitul Mekach of a Shtus, of a case of Onoah, I should say, you have to have more than a sixth over the market price. Bitul Mekach of these different ofanim of Mishkal Minyan and Midah, that's even a mashal. If I sell you, I'm selling you 10 eggs, and I sell you 9 eggs instead, and you think you're receiving 10 eggs, even a mashal more, even much less than a 6, that's a Bitul Mekach. So inside we'll also find the metzias of this Indian of Bitul Mekach. Now, these two dinim of Ono and Bitul Mekach represents are manifested by the Havaya of Yudke Vavke. I'm going to explain. Let me tie this in, because we started talking about the Chasadim going in to the Yisod of Ima and then transferring into Zaz Tiferes. Now, that chesed, which is coming down, is keneged havaya. Is keneged havaya. That's how we see it in the siddur. That's how it's portrayed. Chesed is keneged havaya. Now, a remez to that is that the gematria of chesed is 72, which is ab. Ab is the havaya, the yudim. Havaya, the yudim. So it's spelled yud vav dalit, ke yud vav ke yud. So that's havaya, the yudim. So be'etzem, it's a havaya. So the havaya can be illustrated in two ways. It can be illustrated by a pashut, which is yud ke vav ke, and also can be illustrated by a miloy, like ab. Now, when it comes to a miloy lemoshul, you can separate the miloy in threes. You can split it in a third, three thirds. Okay? So, lemoshul, 72, we're talking about chesed, the gematria of chesed, 72. You divide that by three, that's 24. Right? So you have 24 in the perek elyon of tiferet, 24 in the perek emtzai. Perik Tachton is 24, so you have 20. Kad. We saw this beforehand. Kad. We have three chalakim perfectly balanced, equally spread. The chesed is spread equally balanced. Therefore, if one chelik of Tiferet, the Perik Tachton, would take a bit more from the Perik Mitzoy, in whichever case scenario, actually the case scenario is two thirds keneged a third. So if two thirds, two last chalokim of Tiferet would take a bit more of 24. For example, they would take 25. That would leave the Perek Elyon with 23. That is a bittul meka. Because what has to happen is that you have to have an equal proportion of chasadim in each one. And you can split it proportionately. And therefore, a chelik of the Elyon is taking more than, and vice versa, a chelik of taking more, that's a bit of mikach. That's a case of Mishko. And also you have a case of Minyan that we spoke about. And that was Rayu and Gvura. And we spoke about Mida, which is Mab, which is the three Yads. We're not going to go all through that again. But those were all Drushim and Ramazim that we saw in Tikkun Zohar up here the Ariza. That's all the inner of Bittul Mekach. And the same thing we find now, he's going to introduce to us now, the inner of Ono Malish. Okay, so hopefully with that little introduction, we can go into this and understand a little bit what he's going to tell us over here. Now, Zol Inyan. So on page Tavresh Yud Beis in Chelik Beis of Nekudas Kes, of Otsu Tzrayim.
Just to make one thing clear. When to the Chamisha. Chamisha Chasodim are going till Yisod Dezabetzem. They're going everywhere.
They're going to the five, they're going to Chesed, what you've had, that's all you saw.
Okay. Now it's Megule, it's Mechuse. You see, the first Chalek of that is Mechuse, yeah?
That means Chesed is Mechuse.
Chesed Gvura is completely Mechuse.
Chesed Gvura and the Shlish Elyon of Tiferes, yeah, of the Chasodim, are still stuck in the Yisod of Iman.
Yes.
They don't come out. That's what we call Mechuse.
Yes. Why it's Mechuse? Why? Lechora.
Yes, chesed, why?
What? No, no, why? But in the picture. We've got Chesed Gvura and Tiferet. Uh-huh. They're not on the same level?
Could be.
So why, if it's only Shlish Elyon, which is not why, but how does it fit that the Shlish Elyon of Tat is Mechuse, and more than Shlish Elyon of Chesed and Gvura are Mechusim?
Because Chesed is higher.
Oh, Chesed Gvura are higher than Tiferet. And therefore Chesed Gvura are completely Mechusim with Yisod the Ima, but Shlish Elyon Tat is only the first third. Okay.
Now Zolei Inan, Ki Hine, B'Chasadim Atzmo Yesh Bahem Kama Minim Ha'orot Nichlakot Zumezu. Ki והנה, שלוש בחינות נזכורות שהם אב, ראיו, אמב, שהם נקראים דבר שבמשקל, מידו או מיניון, כנזכל אל. יכול להתחלק הוויה של חסד לתפארת לחלוקים שווים, חיים בכל שהוא חוזר. So that's exactly what I explained to you, that there are, for example, the three chasadim, the first three, which is chesed, שבחסד, and then you have גבור שבחסד, and then Tifer Shebechesed. each one is a havaya which was a havaya de mila, which is a bit different. So the first chesed should be chesed connected ab. Yeah, and then the gvur should be chesed is connected rayu. Right, it's 216, which is matre gvura. And then the third one is the tifas shebe chesed, which is connected ma. Again, we saw that all last week. It's connected yad, yad yamin, yad small, yad emtsoi, 14, 14, 14, which is 42 altogether. So all those are connected these three anyanim of pshat, which is mishkal, minyan, umida. And there were relative gematrias and remazim that he brought down to the Zohar to make that match. So that's all we find by bitul mekach, which is bikol shu, which is choizer. Now, v'hu sh'im nishkalua b'mishkal shu b'yoyis b'chines ab nichlekua shlosha chalakim. Again, all this is we're focused on just on one little sviya called tiferes, because that's where the chilu between mechus and gilui is all happening. So therefore, let's take the chesed b'chesed, which is mitzad the ab, shad ab, which is the inin of mishkal. So ye kad because shlosh
mehem. What chesed b'chesed is doing there?
Excuse me.
Chesed b'chesed doesn't in tiferes chesed.
There's five chesedim, so I call them all chesedim.
Yeah.
So the first
chesed b'chesed, you mean the chesed of
the first chesed
was going to chesed.
Yeah.
So he's not in tat lechora.
He's not in tat. Well, this is something I did not explain. I tried to do everything, not try to explain to this because it gets a little bit complicated. But the truth is, all the chasadim are everywhere. So the chesed b'chesed, there's seven chalakim to that.
But why do we call them chesed b'chesed over there?
Because they're all under chesed.
Yeah, no. What?
They're all under chesed.
Yeah, no. They're called shebe chesed. Yeah, but why chesed shebe chesed? Why not shebe chesed?
No, yeah, so it's gvur shebe chesed, but you're going to get confused with the actual gvur shebe chesed. So, you understand? There's a gvur with a chesed, how we call it? Yeah, it's a gvur shebe chesed.
Yeah. That goes in, I thought that goes in gvur.
It does. Oh. But besides that, you also have a Gvura is called Gvur Shebe Chesed B'Chesed. Let's start. Okay. The Beis Lechem Yehuda explains this. You take there's five Chesedim, right? So the first one is called Chesed, the second one is called Gvura.
Why do you call the Chesed Gvura?
Because they go to these places.
Oh.
Okay, they're allocated to these places.
They're allocated to the other place.
They do, that's what I'm trying to explain.
So why do you call this?
They do.
So why do you call the Chesed B'Chesed? If you say that they're doing everywhere. So there's no reason to call
it. In order not to confuse it, because what I'm going to call it then?
No, but at the first place, why do you call them chesed? Chesed, the chamish of chesedim going to all the spheres.
Well, you have to give them names. What do you mean?
They're all the same, you see. Well, they are going everywhere, you can't separate
them. Tainted with the other.
Exactly. One is called the category of chesed, the other one's called gvur. One's called. So if you
why,
say.
Why?
One second, let me explain. Not.
No, if you
so
said
One second, let me explain to you. Now, if I say it very simply, there's five chesedim and five spheres, and it's five oilers and five kelim, makes sense. But what I'm telling you now, even the first one, you subdivide into five. And it's going to go into all five. The second one, which is called Gvura, is going to be subdivided into five.
Why do you call Gvura?
Because that is its name. It goes into Gvura. That's its main.
You subdivide into five and going everywhere.
There's Iker and there's Tofel. The Iker and the Tofel. It's a Gvura be'etzim. Mm. Right? But it's subdivided into other Chalakim. And those little Gvuras are going to go into Chesed.
Okay.
Little, you understand? It's going to go into.
Okay.
Excuse me?
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. It's not something new. We subdivide everything here.
Yes.
So let's continue. Nichluk Lushulchot. Therefore, that first Chesed, that which is going to go, that Chesed, category number one, Chesed, which goes into Chesed, but as well, it's going to go also into Tiferet. It now is going to be, which is connected, ab 72. 72 divided by 3 is 24. Kad. So therefore, you, kad bekol shlish, el jushme, kad perk elion, perk emsor, perk tafel. You, kad arishu mehem, beshlish elion, mechus leman mechazer. Beshne pam in kad tachtonim, you, beshne shlishim, mechulim, leman mechazer.
Why on intact? When you say this, it goes on intact. Nowhere else? No.
It goes everywhere else.
So why do you...
Because it's not no get to anybody else, because we're talking about the Indian of no. And I told you, Indian of no, only applies, only by the Tifer. Okay.
So we look at the chesed with chisel in Tat, and you say, whatever it is always 72, always, always. In Tat, you cut it into three pieces.
Yeah, when you talk about chesed. When you talk about Vura, the chesed is Rayu, and now, v'im yichluk l'midr, now, that was all by Mishka. Now, if you're dealing with Mida, then we're dealing with completely the Cheshba. We're talking about Mab. Okay? Shu b'yos b'chines Mab oisyos poshut umiloi umilo demilo. That's how it's Mab. Mab is, the poshut is four letters, the milo is ten, the milo demiloi, and then you continue, put them all together, you're going to get 42 letters all together. V'gemaz yechelu shlosh shlishim shavim. Then you can still split 42 into three. Yeah. Right, which is 14. Yudale bekol shlish v'em aba oises a poshut v'esa miloi hem yudalet oises b'shlish elyon mechuse v'chav ches oises miloi demiloi shehem shnei pamim yudalet em shnei shlishim tachtonim megulim. By the way, this parak is full of mathematics. Okay, so put your mathematical brains and your calculus out, because we're going to do a lot of math tonight. Now, v'im yitchalik b'minyan. Now, this is the third chilik. Minyan, we said, is keneged. What did we say minyan is keneged? Rayu, 2016.
Yeah.
Which is, the minyan is keneged, by the way, the gvura. Gvura, like I said before, is gematria of 2016 as well.
Where did we know that these three are keneged, these three?
Oh, so we said before, and last year, with all types of ramazim in the Zohar, and gematria in the Zohar, that he brought that all out.
Yeah.
So now he's just summarizing, and we're going to go further. V'im yichaluk b'minyan, and he tied into every word as well. Mishkan is connecting this, and minyan is connecting that. And v'hu heyoyis b'v'chinas rayu oisyos, 216 letters. V'gam az tichaluk l'shlosh shlishim. Ah, b'kol echad, you can have 72 in every chenik, right?
Yeah.
216 divided by 3 is 72. V'zeh horot she'af al pi she'em gvuv b'chines rayu in koze hem chesed gomo. Dehem chesed gomo. Right? This is all in the category of chesedis. She'are be'it chalukam nasim shlosh pamim am. Oh, she'kol ah b'em gemat chesed v'havet. Okay, so just sort of a hashlama what we did the first year. V'ariz mizbayer b'shloshu b'chinos elu shehem mishkal mido minyan shehem b'chinos havayas b'miluam ein sham b'chinos din ono. And all that we spoke about was mechalad din ono, was only to speak about bitul mikach, right? Because since this, you have three chalakim mitzvahs which are shavah b'shavah, that means the 24, 20, 24 or 70, 70. Therefore, anybody taking anybody else is chelik, is obviously lo b'seder, because then you're not being mechalik b'shavah. Ki yecholim nitchalik b'chalakim shavim v'im lo nitchalik b'chozeh b'kolshu. Okay, Ad kan a sugya of bitul mikach b'mashu. Now we're starting with the inyan of ono. Here we go.
Why not?
You don't have to come on to know, Michal. Even Mashu is Mevatel the Maker.
What?
Since you can, as opposed to
the first being, one of them being the Mocher and the Loke. Who's the Mocher? I don't remember. The first Shlish is Mocher, and the two.
We haven't got that, so no. Okay, now he's going to say that in a minute. Aval b'chinas havai pshuta bilti milo. Now we're talking about the inin of avono. Oh, so till now we've been talking about the havai b'miloi. Now, if you translate and you look at the chasodim in havai de poshut, then you're going to have a bayah. You can't mechalik 26 into three chalakim, right? 26 divided by 3 doesn't work out. Chalakim shavim. So either it's 9 chalakim, that's 27. 9 times 3 is 27, or 8 times 3 is 24. So you won't get to 26. As elu yuchol yitchalik l'shosh shlishtim shavim kamos yizbaya. Lachin shayach bo din ono benigla o benisbesitum. Ki lifam lukeach yoyse mishtus kamos yizbaya bezat Hashem. Sometimes we find it takes more. לכן יבואי עד הבחיל הזה אונור שהיא בחסד הנוגע אל התפארס דזה אמפי. It says before, right? So now the אונור applies to the חסד which is in the sphere of תפארס only. Because again, you have this חילוק between מחוס and גילוי. ובחיל הזה יועס הוואי פשוט הבלתי מילוי, כמובן אצלנו כמה מיני מדרגס של יש בשמויס, כנזכה בדרוש רפח. Over there we saw there is 12 different madrigas, right? Yeah, 4 in Keser, 4 in Chochmah, 4 in Bina, 4 in Keser, which is connected to Poshut, Chochmah is connected to Miloy, and Bina is connected to Miloy, the Miloy, and in each one you have Aponim and Achorayim, and you have Yitzfiras and Malchus, so you have 4 categories in each one of those. So there are various ways you can learn up the Havaya. So the Havaya can have a Havaya in Oisius, you're looking at the Oisius, or you can look at the Mizpah. Here in our particular scenario, here we're talking about the Din of Ono, we're going to look at the Mizpah. Havaya, which is 26. Natril in Havaya ki hu amorche mihu amorche u mihu koine. Now we're going to look at the, and now obviously Ono, you have a morche and you have a koine. So where is this inside? That's what you were talking about before. הנה בשליש הראשון למעלה מן החזה הוא בכנס מוכר, שני שלישים התחתונים הם בכנס הלוקח, כי התחת מקבל לסחז ולוקחו מצד העליון, כי כן דרך הספשטוס מלמעלה למטה כנודע. So what's happening is that the פרק העליון is receiving all the שפע and giving 2/3 over to the bottom part, so therefore that's why it's called הלוקח, and that's why the top חלק is called the מוכר. Now, when you find me tachton, I'll carry yours to Mishu Ma'ane as an alien. You find me whole hefer. So sometimes the 2/3 of Tiferes take more, therefore is Ma'ane the Moicha. And sometimes the Perek Elion, which is the Moicha, is Ma'ane the Lokeh. So we'll have both scenarios. Here, Behiyois Havai Pshuta, Yevshu Lechalik Vishalim, Muchachu. So therefore, since you can't split it by definition, 26 doesn't go into three chalakim perfectly, one is going to be on the other. Lifi, shehine, b'mitzvah havaya chafav, 26, if she'll chalakim v'chalakim shavim, ki im yichalku, yichalku l'teisha, yichase echad. So, 9 times 3 is how much, David? 27, that's not 26. So you want more. That means somebody took one extra. That's no good. V'in yichalku b'shmoneh yotiru shnayim. There's going to be 2 extra because that's only 24. So somebody took 2 extra. That's no good either. U'be'echichu shiyane zezeh. So therefore, one automatically has to me'ane the other one. Ki lifami ma'elion shu b'chines mocha me'ane t'v'tachto. Shelokeach teisha shlish shelo. So sometimes the perikam is going to take 9 chalokim of the 26. V'nishar Yud Zayin is going to 17 below, right? 9 and 17 is 26. L'mat Mishim Shlishim. Sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes the Tachton Me'anis Elyon. How was that? The bottom 2/3 is going to take 18. That means 9 and 9. And the Shlishim V'nishar Ches L'mat is going to be 8 on top. V'eluhem Shnei Minim Ono Amochel L'lokeach O'lokeach L'mochel.
Yeah.
Okay, so far so good, Domin? We're just splitting up 26 into 3 parts.
It's very long-winded way of doing it.
Okay, this is just mathematics. We'll see more complicated mathematics as we go along.
Where is this Yukivaskir coming from?
Every chesed is Yukivaskir.
We said Ein Beis Chayu. We didn't see Yukivaskir.
Well, you can spell the Havaya in 2 ways.
Ein Beis was chesed. Rayu was Gevura.
So it's either Poshut or Mali. Okay.
Ein Beis was the money.
Right, it's money.
Okay. Chayu was as well money.
Okay.
It was
okay. That's all the sugi of Bitul Mekach, Minyan Midah Mishkan. Now they don't know. We're not going to deal with the money, but it doesn't mean the Ches is not connected to Havaya. It's connected to Havaya. The Poshut in the sugi of Bono. It's not connected.
We have Chamesh Chesedim.
Each one is a Havaya.
Each one is a Havaya.
You keep Avke.
And each one as well is Rayu, each one as well is Ein Beis, and each one is Ein Beis.
That means what I just told you. Either you can say it's a Mali or a Poshut. Milu could be Rayu or Mab or Ab. It's all Milui.
Yeah.
But that's all in reference to Bittul Meikar.
So the Chasdim are everything Be'etzem. Now, when you look at them in Male, then it's Bittul Meikar. When you look at them as Pashu, then you got the Sugi of Ona.
Why?
Because you can't specifically in Bittul Meikar. Okay, that's okay. For me, it's quite clear. Now, one more thing. Why do you need to we need to introduce the Musag that Gilui Vekisui?
What difference is there between Tiferes and all the other spheres?
Nothing.
There is a huge difference.
Why?
Because I told you, so the Ima is Mechase one third of Tiferes.
So what? Yeah, certainly. So what?
Makes a huge difference. Because what we're trying to do over here, we're trying to take the Chasadim Gvuros from Yisod the Ima and send them down to the Yisod of Zah and pass over the Gvuros into Nukva.
Yeah.
Now, before the Gvuros are going to Nukva, you have to admit to Kabdin. So the Chasadim have to go down. Right? The Gvuros go down first. The Chasadim have to go down Matik.
Then?
Before the Gvuros go out.
Okay. Now, let's do the Chasadim.
Now, the problem is, not all the Chasadim are going to come down now. Because the Mechus is stuck in the Yisod.
Okay.
So you're going to have a problem with Mituk.
They're stuck in Yisod the Ima, you mean?
Sorry?
Stuck in Yisod the Ima.
Stuck in Yisod the Ima, right? So therefore, so the only problem really is in that Chesed Tiferes. All the other Chasadim come down. No. It's in the Chesed and the Gevura, the Chesed and Gevura and the Shlish Elyon. So you have that. You have those problems, right? But in the Tiferes, you find this unusual mix of Gilui and Sittur.
And that's the problem because those which is Sassum can't go down.
Right.
I understand this. But in Chesed as well, you go to Sichalokim.
Yeah.
Or let's say in not Chesed, let's say better, let's say more in Netzach. You go to Sichalokim.
No.
So why you don't you go to Chesedim as well going into Netzach?
Yeah.
So now, how does it split into three?
We don't have this split into three. Manav Kamei is split into three. There's no enough community with that. Because either they all go down or none of it goes down. For example, in Chesed, none of it goes down. All the Chasanim which are stuck in Chesed, none of it goes down.
Yeah.
They're still in the Yisod of the Ima. When it comes to the Netzach, the Chasanim in the Netzach, they all come down.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's no enough community to split into three of those.
Yeah, but if the reason why you want to split in Tav is because of what you say, split it into two.
What means going to two? We do two. One Perek Elyon and Perek Shlish Tachtonim. That's two.
I mean, into two, not into three. What is Tatum? What is not Tatum?
What?
The Lokeach is bigger, but Lemaisi, you can split Avaye into two. You can't split into three because you can split it into two.
What do you mean two? There's three Shlishim over here. So it's called two-thirds.
Everywhere.
I know, but we never have to split anything, you understand?
Mashan, can here you have to split.
Here we have to split into... Okay, what's two? What's two? It's not two. It's not chatzi, chatzi, not chatzi. It's not 50% chusir, 50% giloy. You have shlish elyon, which is mechusir, and shnei shlishim tachon, right? But make math.
Two shema is being lokeach and mechusir is because one is mechusir, one is not mechusir.
That's right. So two-thirds of the havaya have to fit equally. Obviously, it's not going to work. As soon as you're splitting something two-thirds...
No, for me, if you've got two people here, you've got two people. The Lokeach and the Moecher, yeah? So you have to split the Chasodim into two. What do you
do? We do split into two, but what the two parts are one-third and two-thirds. So we're talking the same language over here. I'm also saying two. There's one-third as opposed to two-thirds. Now, if you can take the number 26 and give every Chelik one-third a Chelik and two-thirds a Chelik, everybody has a equal Chelik, then that's fine. And if you can't do that, then you have a problem with it or not.
Why do you look to two-thirds being two chalokim? Two-thirds is one, is the lokeach.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Look at it as one chayri, but it has to be in proportion to the one-third.
Why? I'm very rich and he's very poor.
Okay, that's called or not. So if you're dealing with the makeup...
No, I'm rich and he's poor, then he's or not.
But you have nothing to do with him, understand? But here we're talking about a transaction over here, understand?
Yeah, so the transaction
I'm
is the
talking chasodim. About the chaylik elyon. He's either passing over the necessary amounts to the two-thirds, right? If he takes, for example, eight for himself, right? He says, it's not fair that I should give you nine or I should give you 18 because that means you're twice as big as me. I'm allocating the food here, right? I'm giving you more than I'm taking for myself. Just because you're two people doesn't mean you should take three times the amount that I'm taking.
Okay, so what would be fair is to take two-thirds, one-third.
That's fine. Exactly. I know you can. Exactly. Okay.
There's no difference. One-third plus one-third, clappy a third. And two-thirds clappy a third.
Yeah, but then you won't get a shoot.
Okay, we'll go by it. We'll see. Now, here Heyoyz hachalokim shavim. Now, heyoyz hachalokim shavim. Now, let's say the emphasis is we can't make it shavim. 26, we can't split into three. Right? It's 8 and 2 thirds.
Yeah,
okay? So, what do you tell me we can't shavim? We can't do that.
It's not a question. Why can't you do fractions? I mean.
Right. Okay. So he'll explain to us. He doesn't really explain, but right. We'll see. He yoyes hachalokim shavim. That means 8 2/3. Hayatzorich shiye ches oisius. Now the oisius doesn't mean oisius because we're talking just a gematria here. So it's the kudos or whatever you want to call it. Actually, I saw pshat that he says that when we take the gematria of 26, you're looking at as 26 aleph's. 26 hours. 26 times 1. There's 26 units, right? So there's 26 aleves. So that's what he means by oisius, right? So there's 26, 8, here in this particular, is 8 oisius, shnei, v'shnei shlish, that's 8 and 2 thirds, ois lemala. The first perikelion of Tifel take 8 and 2 thirds. Then the next two is going to be 17 and a third, right? So it's yud zayin oisius, shlish ois lemata. As Yaakov b'shavim, but he said you can't do that because lemala in Shemaim we don't work with fractions, we don't work with decimal points either. Ela she'efshel lechalika ois atzmo lishlishim, ve'imkei muchach hu she'yeh ono bedavach kenizka. Aval im kol ze tzach l'shar shelo yane zeb ze ele ba'ono ayoise mo'etis she'efshel yisba. Okay, so therefore. We establish that there's going to be an unequal amount of chasodim being dispersed within three chalakim, but we have to memayit the ono as much as possible. The kids are either pochim mishtus or shtus maximum, but yes mishtus or else all that's going to mevatel the meka. The chasodim will have to go back again. Ve'inikra pochim mishtus ba'az hal yemechilam ki efshar le'asoyis ba'ofen achim. Now, there's three different scenarios of pochad mishtus. Harishon. Okay, bekitzur, you're going to split 26 into three different ways. Okay, and this is the way. Harishon, sheyikach yud chalokim, atachton yud zayin, yud vav. Okay, so scenario number one, remember this. Scenario number one is that the perikion is going to take 10, perik sheni is going to take 8, and perik shlishi is going to take 8. Now, that's scenario number one. Scenario number two, how to divide 26 into 3 is another way. Yikach ha'elyon teisha chalakim. The first is going to take 9. Ve'atachton yud zayin chalakim. And the next two are going to take 9 and 9. Asheni yikach elyon teisha, sorry. And the other one is going to take 9 and 8, or 8 and 9. Okay? Now, the third scenario is yikach ha'elyon 8 ches, ve'atachton yud ches. Mm-hmm. So the top one's going to take 8 and the other one's going to take 9 and 9. Okay, you got that? Nevar bechina arishona mehem she yud lemala yud vav lemata echu pochot mishtus v'havi mechila or memen yuvan shteya bechina sachet. So he's going to take a dugma ba'alma how to work out the shtus. Now mathematically he's going to work out the shtus for us, and therefore we're going to know what's above that is yes mishtus pochot and what's less than that. Is the same goal. Bahu ki inay nizvayle ed shelule yivshe shilach yichalik or ois beatzma hayne mechalokim shavin shmoni oisus v'shnei shlishim ois lemala v'sheva esra v'shlish ois lemata. So ideally we would want 8 2/3 above and 17 1/3 lemata. That we work out to 23 equally, but we can't do that. So therefore, hine kasher narich v'nema shekol ois meilu chavva v'havaya pshuta. Yeh ba teisha nikudois. Now, listen to what he's doing. He's assigning all 26 chalokim, 9 nekudos. Okay? Nimsa, Shechavva Pamim Teisha Gematra, Halad, 232. Resh Lamedalet. Nekudos lechokim, nechlokim leshlosh shlishim shavim. So you're going to divide 234 by a third each. Nimsa Shikach Elyon 78. Einches Nukudos. Shem Shmona Oisios Vishneshlish Ois. Vatach Nun Yikach Kuvnun Vav Nukudos Shem Yuzaim Oisios Vishlish. Okay, you understand that?
Yeah.
Is that that, Domin?
Yeah, you just time 3, time 9, everything.
You gotta pull out your calculator here. Again, so you take it on 26, we'll work with out of value. 26 doesn't split equally. So what he does, he assigns 9 to every chelik of 26. So it's 9 times 26, which is 234 divided by 3 is 78. Here, you want my calculator? 234
divided by 3
is 78.
78, right.
Now, so that will give you chalokim shavim. That will give you chalokim shavim. That means if you look at it the other way, what he's doing is you can look at one third as opposed to two thirds. So the top third is 78 ein ches, and the other one is
1/6.
Kufnun vav. Mm-hmm. Which that is all in chalokim, but if you look in oisius as we did beforehand, if you look at just the havai pshuta of 26, then it's again it's going to be 8 and 2 thirds and then 17 and a third. So it's comparing both together, the kudos compared to the oisius. Now omnam ata she'ena ois nichal kiniska, as we know, we can't split in this way, it doesn't work. Despite 8 and 2 thirds, because we don't work in fractions, therefore that's all in theory. Therefore, how are we going to make this work to split equal? L'chei l'kach ha'elyon yud oisius. He's going to take, instead of 8 and 2 thirds, he's going to take, let's the moshul. Remember our first moshul was 10?
But why do you think about time 9? Why not 10?
10, 8 and 8. We're going to work with that moshul of 26. 10, 8 and 8.
Yeah, which is just
before. Perek Elyon, what's that? Perek Elyon takes 10. And the Shnei Shlish Tachton takes 16.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's that? Let me just finish off. So 10 times by 9 now. Times by 9. So that makes 90. Remember, we're going to assign 9 to every chelik. So it's 90. That's 90. On the matzah she'ein ois nechalak l'kinisk l'chel okech yud ois shem tzadi nekuda nimsa she'yud beis nekuda yois mechalko. So it comes out that it's 12 over the chelik, because if you're taking 90
instead of 78
as opposed to 78, because 78 is shove, you come at 12. Nimsa shelokeach pochot meshtus. Why? Ki shtus, and this is the magic number here, ein ches nekudas cholku hu yud gimel. Because if you divide 78 divide by a 6,
it's 13.
So that gives us the sum of shtus. Shtus is 13. And according to the math that he just spelled out now, when you're working with a scenario of 10 and 8 and 8, which is 90, 72, 72, 90 minus 78 is 12. So you're one below shtus, so that's pochet meshtus, that's the first scenario. Hu eino lokeach rak yud beis. Now, b'china shnia, another way to work out another scenario of pochet meshtus is shelokeach elon teisha, v'atacht on yud zayin, that's 9 and 8. As lokeach pochet meshtus, it's a kol shekin, because the top only took 9. If already 10 is pochet meshtus, then a kol shekin 9. Afilo bekachto yud cholokim hu pochet meshtus. So it's kol shekin by 9. And the bechina shlishi shelokeach elyon ches, etach on yud ches, right? So that's 8, and the bottom take 9 and 9. It's also 26. So if you divide it that way, lefi shtus elyon hu yud gimel. We know shtus is yud gimel. Chalokim. Obilokho chet chalokim hem ab a nikudois, right? Because 8 times 9, because we're going to work it that way now. That's 72, so you only took 72 as opposed to 78, right? 78 would be an equal amount. So he's allowed to take, the Perek Elyon is allowed to take at least 78 chalokim, he only took 72. Nimtza shelo nis'ane rak shesh nekuda shehem chat yishtut, which actually pochet chashem yishtut. Shut is 13, so he took 6 up and above. 72 minus 78 is only 6. It's minus 6. So then his tachton was less than half. The fish called chelko hu ein ches kiniska. Right? I think I lost you.
No, the cheshbon is kishmak, but no, I mean I see in the cheshbon is
okay.
But what bothers me more is I don't see the mekachumim. I don't see the chefetz.
The chefetz is chazal. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, here. All these chalakim
belong to the what I give over. I'm the first shlish of tiferet. What I give over doesn't belong to me. It's not the mekachumim. I didn't pay for that. I didn't receive anything again. You have to receive something, no?
Ima gives it over to Tiferes. Okay, now it becomes theirs.
Yeah.
Now either the shlish is going to keep it, or the shnei shlish is going to keep it. Either the morcha is going to keep it, or the lokeach is going to keep it.
Yeah.
So if he gives over too much, then the lokeach is going to say anehem.
If you said the morcha is the first shlish,
yeah.
So what did he get instead of what he gave over?
What do you got instead? What do you mean? What he got over? It's not mamish doim into the case of I'm giving you money, you know, some green stuff, and you're going to give me some, you know, a bicycle.
How do we calculate the shtut? If there is no chefet aninkar, the shtut is
no. The chesed is the shavius. There's a shavius.
Yeah.
The havaya is 26.
Yeah.
That's a
shavius. I have to give you normally this, and I don't. That's cool.
Yeah. Right, he's not getting anything in return, but
yeah,
okay, but so that's all working out the pocket mishtus. Now what about yes mishtus? Now that's the next scenario. Omnam im honot ye yes mishtus amoche lelokech or lokech amoche as both of the makers. That's the deal. Ki le'olam yev sheshi lecha lekein lemala v'tifel tizah b'gilui mechuse. Again, all in tifel tizah. Okay, so because if you take more than 78 chalakim, then that's a bit of mikra. More than 91 chalakim, that's 13 up and above what you're supposed to be taking. That's a bit. Now, shove it b'mikra. Shove it b'shtus. Now, new scenario. Avim onor yu shtus mamish. As lo nema shidbat al mikra, v'hu. That's halacha, right? That the makers are mekuyim, but you have to choize the onor. So therefore, in soy, that means the chesed will have to go back to the das, back to the shorish. Kivan shenichlek betos, as it came a maker, she say the ispash to the chasodim mekuyim. So the night, the soy the ima comes in, ispashed into tiferes, the chasodim into tiferes. That doesn't go back. As opposed to Bitlmeka, all that has to go back into Yisrael the Ima, remember. But here, Bishtus, it goes down into Tiferes, that's Mukwe, Lefi Shiyesh Zman Shekach Nitzchalek. Im Yoyes Ono Shtus Gmura, Aval, Le'ach Zman Marzir. So long, Shiyesh Pami, Shiyesh Ono Shtus Shovif, Yamu Kach Zman, Ve'akar Yaz Ono Olim Koyma, Avispashtus Yisham Min Koyma, okay, it doesn't give to, but there are examples where this happens. It's going to happen that the mekach will be mekuyim, but you'll see later on that the chesed, the surplus chesed, the shus is going to go back up. Vine, zu inyan genevas ashevatim liyosef mekuyim mitzchayim. We find a dugma. It's not a dugma, but it's not a case of anor b'chla. When you're stealing, it's not a shail of anor. It's geneva, even b'mashu, but. What the Arizal's medame or not to this case of Geneva of Yosef is just the in of Chazor when Yosef goes back to Shechem, as he explains. Velo mipnei kach nitbatla achva shebeneihem, rak shenisha davar kach be'eis ahui. Va'akar hechziru ono ahilim koima. That means they stole Yosef. Interesting dimya that he's making over here. They stole Yosef at Tzadik, the Shevatim stole them. They sold them to Mitzrayim, right? Kilo, they took the Chesed away, which was the Shtus, And then Basov, Kemoshama Bukosov, es Atzmos Yosef Kovru Beshem. And the Gemara says in Sotah Daf Yud Gimel on the base, a very interesting line, Meshchem Gonvuhu, Meshchem Hechziruhu. They stole the Meshchem and then they took the Atzmos Yosef back into. So there was a Chazor of the Chassad in Kilo, Chazor of Yosef, Elizim et Atzmosai. Later on, explain more the dimin, but that's basically what he's talking about, the chazara of the chasadim. Hine shtus ze nimka nizka hu milibar. V'chein posk b'shas. That's what it says in the Gemara in Daf in Bamitzit Daf Memtes on the base. Talks about the Indian hal chazara. Shiel milibar, avan imu miligav have a mechil. Now, the problem with this is that if you look at the Gemara, it actually says faket. It's actually talking about megav. And the Gosset, the Ramaz, brought down in the Eshel, brings down the Gosset and the Ramaz, that he points this out, that in the Gemara actually says megav. Alright, so we're not going to go into the whole sugi of the Mamitzia there, but Ayn Sham, there go, there in the Eshel Oisdain, that speaks about this difference between the Gemara and what the Arizal is quoting. The Tomea Chaim Zocho is actually Miyashiv the Girsa, that Tomea Chaim Zocho. He was his name escapes me right now, but he was one of the Rosh Hashivas of Shah Shemai.
No,
I think 90 years ago. What is his name? He has a very nice pirush, trap pirush on all the time, and he's miyashel the girsa that the Arizal is bringing down over here, and the Gemara involved here. Okay, so let's continue parak base. The atas tov le'avi. It's a very easy parak. That's why we're going to do it. Ech hu seder nochon lemala ech metchalik aches shebitiferes nigla v'nistam. Da ki seder achilok amiti hu kach ki shnei chasodim. Chesed v'gvura, v'shlish elu v'chesed tiferes v'mochutzim, v'shnei shlishim, atachton tiferes, v'shnei chesodim netzach hod yusoid, hod netzach hod hem gulim. As we know, the chesed and gvura, and the shlish elu of zam,
not that,
of that, are not going to receive any chesodim whatsoever, because they're all hidden inside, into the yisod of ima. And Mashenka, the Netzach Hod Yisod, the Netzach and the Hoid, and the Shlish Tiferes of Zah will receive Chasod because they come out from Yisodim. Omnam, Ashlosh Shlishim, the Chesed Tiferes Kevar Bi'anu, Kibo Levadu Dinan No, again repeats himself, Pochot Mishtus, Yeset Mishtus, Mishtus. Now, Omnam, Aseda Nochon Vahoive Hu, now the scenario, which is the ultimate. Remember, we spoke about three scenarios of Pachat Meshtus. Mm-hmm. Now, the one which happens most often is going to be 8, 9, and 9. It's going to be Chelik Elion is going to take 8, Perik 9, and Perik Tatlon 9. That's how you divide 26. That's the one you find most often cases. Sheine, who Havai Pshuta Gematche Kafav, Mitchaleket Ches Nikudus Lemale Ben Mechuse. V'chai limata 99 limata. She bechinas ashlishi mishlosha bechinas sheyesh bechalukas pochad mishtus kinizgleh. That's one of the third scenarios. Tamadavahu, why it's more frequent here. Shem tachtonish ha'em merubim in tzichu et ay elyon shu ma'utim. So they're going to take more, right? I mean, they take 18 as opposed to 8. They're taking 99 as opposed to 8. Because they're more in commas. Hem yukhu et ha'odef shur shtei nikudus yiteres avitchalikam shlosh shlishim shem shmona shlishim rishon v'shmona emtsai v'shmona tachton nishorim shtaim litashlum chafa ve'elu shtaim odfim yekchum
so
it's going to be two extra. Each one takes 8, 8, 8. There's two extra. That's only 24. The extra two, then we take by the tach. הם בויקים מצד אחרון וניתנים מצד בדעס רחל. So what happens at the end is that the gvos go down, the chassadim goes down, and then the gvos going to go down to rachel. Or mitakenim gvos im chassadim. So chassadim are going to, while they're still there, and the yisoid dezar are mitakenim and doing mitakadim on the gvos before they leave. ונשאר ממותוקוס ולא יודעים קשים מאוד, ואיננו שיורדים החסון המצפה שמדעת זה עד יסוד דילי כנודה, ומקים הם ביסוד הכל בהמשך ירדס מרוצה, וממתיקים לגבות ששם על ידי הרסם אז בירידוסם. So all the חסון are going to go into the יסוד of זה, where you find the גבות over there, do the הכל, which is going to do the mythical dilem,
and then I'm going to go back to that place.
Yeah, the, what we're interested in is that the gvos now, instead of mito, are going to go into nukva. But that she'en kol chasodim la'ir legvos lematikam ella v'yos megulim. Now we have a problem here because two and a third are mechus. They're not going to come down. So how are you going to do mito gadinim here? Ella v'yos megulim only can only do mito gadinim when the megulim. Because ella and mechitzas the kele the yisod the ima kedei lit akavam lechem yodim. When the megulim, the yodim and yisod, the matik of the gvos are shasham, the yini kulam, eishar yimetikul isiban nisken, because there's two and one third which are stuck upstairs. Lefi she'en kol chasadim megulim, rak shlish, rak shlosh chasadim poch meshlish, which is two and two thirds. Vunetzar chol shnei shlishim chesed chesed tiferes, aval shnei shlishim chesed the gvos, shlish elyon chesed tiferes, einu megulim, ein misgalim. ואין להם מקור למטיק הגבוס או בוודא שאין מי יכולים למטיק ויועץ מהשיעור. Right, the two and two thirds can't do more than they can do. שהם שלוש גבוס פחות משליש, והלא מהרוי היה אם תקור שלוש גבוס שלימוס ולא יהיה חסרוס שליש. אמנם אי אפשר להיועץ כן אם לא בהתגלוס גם לשליש אין לתפארס, ואז יהיה שלושה חסונים שלהם עם גולים, ואם תקעו שלושה גבוהות שלהם בתחת מיטו. So what really should happen is that the shlish early and the tifer should be released, and then you have shlish, you have three chasadim going down, and then at least you have three, four chasadim, but all you have is two and two thirds. But we'll see there are some cases when the third elyon actually is released. There's three different scenarios that we'll talk about that in three different scenarios. But the truth is, it doesn't happen normally. So if the shlish elyon is depleted and it comes all the way down, you have the tifels which is completely empty. And Yafi Shah says, who cares? He doesn't understand b'chalad the inyan over there. Because anyways, you're depleting two-thirds of tifels. We don't say there's gnev over there. So what's the difference? We take a little, you take the shlish elyon and also deplete it. What's the marash gadol over there? So Ayin Shah, he goes into the inyan. Let's continue. Aber kann man sehen, shisha shlisha elyon, the all chesed bimkoy milamala, they tifer the za shlish elyon. So the shlish elyon is left over there. Ela yizgale sham, v'yusa kiso keli, yisoy de ima, ashasham imalov, v'yisha megule, v'shchosh yisha sham, v'arotso tere v'teir limata b'yisod, v'sod giloi. Vaz yimtiku shlosha gvoz shlima. So what's the? We have a bit of a problem, not a major problem. What we have is only two and two thirds coming down. But actually, what we really want is three chasadim coming down at least. How are we going to do? The shlish elyon is stuck up there. So what's going to happen is that the ha'ara of the shlish elyon is going to protrude. Is going to be released. So the shorish is still there. Release the ha'ara, so you're going to have three chasadim coming down. Kivyo. Alma nimsa ki biyoyes bechile rishon she ches nekudas mechus lemala veyud ches lemata. So again, the snare of 8 and 9 and 9 lemata he nika ono pochus meshus vizu sed aavo veyesh lifam she yesh ono yesh meshus vimetzias ze she nizkem she mizgale gam shlish elem kulo. ואינזה מסבטל אחר זמן וניקר ביטל מכך לפי שאין המסקיים אלא מסבטל אחר כך ואין מסקיים אלא בשלושת זמנים לבד כמו שהסבר. So something here, what's ביטל מכך? ביטל מכך is that the שליש אלם is giving much more. But how can it be? It's stuck over there.
No, we move the kisul.
Oh, so we move the kisul. That's an exceptional. There's only three cases.
But still create. It will still create mituk. But mm-hmm. in the meantime, you went down and create mituk.
That's right, mituk. But when you yes and simple yes and mishtut, it's going to go back up, and we'll see exactly what those three cases of yes and mishtut that tefillah b'chol and mila. And to set a Shabbos, there's three cases that will seem to Shem as interesting. We're going to see all the Indian of Mila and Priya, how they set up his sod in the next parking to come.
Yeah, just a minute. And what with the two? Mituk is only three divorce. You need to take the five divorce.
Oh, so Yafi Shah goes into that as well. He says, what about the Chesed and Gvor? That doesn't go down as well. He speaks about that.
Yes.
Okay, good.